Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And He has so many wonderful things to share with us. Help us grow. Help us understand things that men have not understood since He created Adam. Once the Lord knows that that we're receptive to knowledge and we have love in our heart. That's the main thing, love. When we have love, we won't do anybody wrong. And we come to a point he can see through time, and he can judge perfectly beyond what man is capable of. And he know whether we'll be faithful with the knowledge he provides us with or not. And if he can trust us with knowledge, he will give it to us. And you know, the Lord does things in a foundational way. And it not only protects us, but it also protects those that we serve and those he's trying to reach. The Lord loves everyone. He cares about us deeply. And knowledge, the knowledge of God is very important so that we can do the things of God. Without the knowledge of God, the enemy will come and try to discredit God, give us false information, take us further away from the truth of God's word in hopes that he can snare us. And we can't let that happen. We gotta know him. It's time for us to understand him and know him. The Lord is active when it comes to his people learning his ways. He's not on the sidelines. He's waiting. But we have to respond to the truth of God's word. It's up to us how much knowledge we receive and how much we resist. Now, if we choose of our own free will not to learn, then the Holy Spirit won't. He can't make us learn. He will help us learn. And if you want something done, believe his word and he will help you receive what it is you're after. Even if you're struggling to believe and have faith in him, he will help you believe. He will help you overcome. He will help you see the things you need to see. He will help you drive away your doubts and fears. Everything that's hindering you from the word of God, he will help you defeat it. It's our job to do what's necessary and build our lives in the earth. That's our responsibility that we all share as people of God. We've been given the kingdom of God, and it's up to us to learn how to operate it and how to live wisely and go forward and not backwards. And while we're trying to grow, even in our best efforts, the enemy is trying to tear down our ability to grow by giving us false information, false belief systems, things that can't work. He tried to cause us to judge things the wrong way. But the Lord our God is on our side. Knowledge can make the difference. The knowledge of God helps us to make the correct choices so that we can live. Those who go to hell, they go because they believe a lie over the truth. They believe lies. They believe the influences of this world, opinions of others, which stem from Satan. And they don't, to the point that they don't reach out to get to know God. And because they lack knowledge, they die without knowledge. But God is too good for that. Good people are out here. And if they heard God's word, they'll change their ways and methods. And the people who resist knowledge and get offended, that's not everybody. Now, sometimes we back off from doing our job because people are rude. Don't let rude people stop you from sharing the gospel and helping people understand the Lord. The enemy tries to use bully tactics to quell the gospel and slow it down from being preached. But we have, it's our job to take it everywhere. We preach several ways. The first message of our ministry is the way we live. Nobody can stop us from living a godly life. And we do it up front, outright, and on purpose. We do it in the, we live for God in the open. And if we just let our light shine, we're preaching the message all day, everywhere. There should be a time, there should be no time, there should be no moment that we're not ministering God's word. Because if we're doing what we're supposed to, if we're where we're supposed to be, doing what we're supposed to be doing, and thriving in God's word, we're preaching. And then when we share our testimony, it all works together to make sense to help people understand. And then when the Lord, when rapport, usually when the Lord opens the door to minister to someone, he does it after people have rapport with you. I was thinking just yesterday, the people that he gave me words to give to, personal things. And most of the people that I share personal words with were people that knew me. People that they had a history of knowing who I was, old friends, relatives. And every now and then somebody I don't know. He may give a word. He may have me to give a word, but most of the people are people that I knew. People that watched me live. People that knew my character. And the Lord thinks of everything before he does something. So he, whatever he give you to do, it's going to work. Or it has a high chance of work. And the Lord will try. He don't waste opportunities. He loves people. And he cares about us all. Every man and every woman is very important to him. Now Satan and his cold religion. And Satan depends on people lacking knowledge and believing wrong knowledge. So when you expose the truth, you interrupt everything that Satan's been doing for a very long time. And he has to go and regroup and form other lies. And it takes time and effort. He has to think and command his demons to go and set up things that may not even work. Because even people in the world don't always fall for his schemes. People in the world are not stupid. They are made in God's image. They just need Jesus. We all need Jesus. People in the world are witty, just like people in the kingdom of God are witty. You're not stupid just because you're not saved. That doesn't mean you're stupid. That doesn't mean you're foolish. Some people are very wise. They just need to get saved. And until they get saved, they're disconnected from God. And that doesn't need to happen. Everybody needs the love of God. Everybody needs to share in the guidance of the Holy Spirit. He came here to provide us with godly guidance. And as we do our job and learn the word, he'll help us understand it. You take time and study the word of God, he'll help you understand it. That's how it works. And the Lord is good. And he has good things to share with his people. He will take us forward and not backwards. He will help us grow and not diminish. Because he loves us. And the Lord, with the Lord being on our side, our chances of thriving in life grow higher. Every time we learn something. Every time we learn new facts. Every time we understand greater things. So as we go forward in the Lord, taking him at his word, seeking him, and doing the things of God, expect the best. Expect the greater opportunities in life. Expect the Lord to move mightily in you. And never take for granted the things that he can do in you and through you. He can cause the things that you've taken time to hear. He can cause them to, he can enhance your memory and enhance your belief system. Because when you change the way you think according to God's word, then the Lord can give you more light. And when you love light, he can give you even more light. And the things he's already taught you and helped you understand, you can grow in greater ways and not diminish. And then, and the Lord will set you up. Watch this. The Lord will set you up in life to pique people's curiosity. He will cause you to live something or do something or say something that somebody desperately needs to see or hear. And they'll see it. And the word of God will start getting in their heart. See, the word of God gets in our hearts about what we see. If we see the light of God's word, that can get in, that truth can get in our heart and start forming faith in us. If we hear God's promises, that promise can get in our heart and become light and start operating in us to form faith. Faith comes from loving acts, hearing God's word, word-based loving acts, and hearing God's word. Now, eventually people are going to figure out that you love God and you're a Christian, to the point that they'll stop cursing around you, or they'll stop saying foul things around you, or evil jokes. They'll start wanting to respect you, you know, because it's light. The world always responds to light some kind of way. Some people get upset because you're taking a, you're exposing their belief system. And cold religion has survived so long because people lack knowledge. Churches have divided against knowledge. I heard the Church of Christ Church used to be the Church of God in Christ Church. And they divided because the Church of God in Christ said we need the gifts of the Spirit in operation. And they gravitated toward the gifts of the Spirit. And the Church of Christ said, well, we need the fruits of the Spirit. And they had arguments over who was right. And both of them were right in a way. And both of them were also wrong in a way, because we need both. The gifts of the Spirit are better received if you act on the fruits of the Spirit. And Satan got one over on them because they left love out of the equation. Both of them left love out of the equation. You have to serve God with love. Now, a lot of people are trying to look powerful. They want to be powerful, you know, for their recognition purposes. That's not the way of God. It's all about love. I share the word with people because I love them. I live the life of God because I love God. And if I live the life of God before men, it heightens their chances of getting saved and understanding God. So I live the life of God, not only because it works to benefit me, but it benefits everybody involved. And it's a better way of life. And it's so much better than living a hijacked life that Satan has hijacked. You're on a plane, they're serving you good food and drinks, and you got a movie, and everything's going fine. And then somebody hijacks it to take you to who knows where, against your will, as a captive. Nobody wants to be hijacked. Nobody. Nobody in their right mind wants to be hijacked on a plane. So why should we let the enemy hijack us in life? We go where we're going to go. We go where we desire to go. We do the things that God has provided for us to do. We take the Lord at His word. And we stop Satan's works in his tracks. And we do the greater works of God so that we can live, so that we can thrive. And then others can thrive and others can live, as they see us living the life of God. And all the little petty things that people argue about, just let it be. Let it slip. If we can let the word slip, we can definitely let animosity slip. We can work against the negative things and take God at his word and believe him and go forward in the face of this world. The Lord is doing great things, and he's too good to us. And we don't need to let the word of God slip and believe lack of knowledge. Remember, lack of knowledge is a weapon. Satan gets away with so much because people lack knowledge. And you know, the Lord said, let not my people lack knowledge. That's one of my assignments. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to move in your life. I know this is a shorter broadcast, but I got to stop now. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus is our Lord.